There's a lot of weirdness to this next story. It's what I've been talking about on and off, but I think we'll end up talking about it quite a bit more, may even deserve its own podcast offset of this show as well. Talking about the ER doctor, John Forsyth, who actually, this all happened in my area. In fact, I've even said on the air before, I believe I even saw him once at a walk-in several years ago. I swear to God, I have a prescription bottle somewhere that has his name on it. I got to go look. But
yeah,
it's baffling the public and the family alike. The family telling Fox News Digital that they're being left in the dark. But some more pieces of this puzzle have come to light. And I want to go through this because it gets weird.
It got weird. The first time that we did this story, it got weird because we had learned that he had been kidnapped like a year before he was dead. I mean, just the whole thing is bizarre.
Mm-hmm. But never reported it and just kept going on with life. I don't know. This is turning into, people are starting to reference it to the television show Ozark in terms of the creepy, weird. Maybe there's some sort of other influence going on in here. But let's go through this. His inexplicable and tragic death paints a very complex portrait of a man whose life, as rich and intriguing as it was, remains shrouded in mystery. And something else we've learned, he's a cryptocurrency millionaire. He started a crypto company, but he made a ton on crypto early on. So he had a lot of money, reportedly. His family is seeking answers, yet as Richard Forsyth, John's brother, revealed to Fox News Digital, they remain largely in the dark. An eerie phrase echoed by the Missouri State Police, saying, "We know more than you think we do," only further compounds the family's frustration and anxiety.
Why would they say that?
More than you think we do. I don't know. I mean, I would hope that they would know more than I think that I would know. I guess it was said in a very ominous way. Maybe the wording of that maybe shouldn't have been quite like that. 9 harrowing days after his disappearance, John Forsyth was found floating in an Arkansas lake in the Ozarks, a gunshot wound marking his body. Forsyth had mentioned to his family earlier that he might be in danger, an ominous warning that now hangs very heavy in their hearts. The law enforcement silence regarding details of the case only amplifies their anguish. And that's why we really haven't talked much about it in the last week, because there hasn't been anything to talk about. There's been no developments, nothing really new reported other than they found the body. Dr. Forsyth, known for his relentless dedication, was last seen wrapping up a shift at the Mercy Hospital in Cassville, Missouri. He was an intense worker, often logging 80-hour work weeks, pushing the boundaries of commitment to his profession. The day he vanished, the 21st of May, he had texted his fiancée, promising to see her in a little bit. Alarmingly, he ceased responding soon after. This uncharacteristic silence set the stage for a series of events that bore a very striking resemblance to Netflix crime series Ozark. A promising future was lying ahead for Dr. Forsyth, and this is where it gets really sad. His fiancée, a fellow nurse with whom he worked, was expecting their first child.
Oh, Jesus.
His previous marriage had ended in divorce, from which he emerged a dedicated father to 8 children.
Whoa.
So, number one, I want to learn more about that. That 8 children, and how old is he? He was not that old.
No, he's...
I'm not seeing it in this story, but I believe in his early 40s. Is that correct? I'll let you do some digging on that while I continue.
Yeah, I'm digging as we speak. And you don't get out of medical school until you're about 30. I'm pulling up John Forsyth, the American actor from Dynasty.
Wrong John Forsyth.
Sorry. That one, he's gone. Okay, so he's 49.
Okay, so 49 years old, 8 children. Yeah, you can pull that off. But 8 children?
That's a lot.
That's a lot. And when you're 8 children working an 80-hour work week on a regular basis? I don't know how you do that.
Leaves a lot of work for the mom, doesn't it?
100%. Because I was initially shocked by the alimony and child support payment of $19,000 a month.
Like, you'd have to be a doctor to pull that off.
What's going on here? A sum he did not contest. His father, Robert Forsyth, shed light on the tragic circumstances the family found themselves in. They were planning their wedding, acknowledging the profound loss of his son's family, whose child now will never, ever meet their father. The circumstances surrounding Forsyth's disappearance were very intriguing. They're captured on security footage. Forsyth was seen heading towards his luxury RV parked nearby. A little while later, a dark sedan and a white SUV were observed pulling into the parking lot of the Cassville Aquatic Center. A man suspected to be Forsyth was seen about 10 to 15 minutes later. However, Forsyth never returned to the hospital that evening. What happened next puzzled everyone. Forsyth's Acura was found near a waste facility, hidden from sight, while his personal possessions lay unattended in his unlocked RV and car. After a frantic 9-day search, a kayaker discovered the body in Beaver Lake. I went tubing on Beaver Lake last year. It's quite enjoyable. It's not a tiny lake either. It's big. It's very much like what you see in the movie or in the television show Ozarks. There's Beaver Lake, there's Table Rock Lake, there's Lake of the Ozarks, all of them very similar. They are essentially man-made lakes, and you think, oh, that's not that big. Oh, it is. They flooded basically mountain ranges, the valleys in the mountains, and created these lakes that are incredibly deep and incredibly large. And on the end, you see the tops essentially of the mountains, which are very large in themselves, but it's just the top because the rest of it is underwater. So these are huge lakes. If you wanted to lose a body, bury a body in these things, really, in a lot of cases, probably wouldn't be that difficult if you had a way to anchor it down and drop it somewhere very, very deep. The bizarre circumstances of Forsyth's demise had a disturbing precedent. His brother and father spoke of a previous kidnapping incident in February 2022. Said he was zip-tied, made to feel very unsafe, Richard shared, hinting that the incident was linked to Forsyth's cryptocurrency activities. Despite this, Richard emphasized that Onfo, the cryptocurrency he developed with his brother, was a philanthropic venture aimed at making cryptocurrency accessible to the masses. There's no shortage of theories regarding Forsyth's death. Law enforcement has remained silent, leaving the family and public very much asking for more answers. You start having a lot of money, you start influencing people with money, you start getting into some of those waters with characters that are, you know, a little less than savory. And I don't know that he was. There's really not a lot of evidence of it other than that he was kidnapped. But yeah, we don't know much more. I would venture to guess there's something going on with the business, with someone that maybe was wronged, with maybe someone that, if they got rid of him, maybe they could take some of his crypto. I don't know. There's a lot of real weird, shady things to this story. From a man that otherwise, on the surface, unless he knew that he got kidnapped, seemed like he really had a good life going on. Granted, divorce is never fun, but he was trying to be a good dad, from what we understand, was not contesting the divorce or the alimony payments or the child support payments, was expecting a child, had a new fiance. It seemed to be like in a good place. Then this all happened.
And I don't want to point fingers in any way, but was the divorce, do we know the time frame? Because his fiance is pregnant. How long has he been divorced?
Within the last year.
Okay,
it was just finally.
Were they separated and the nurse got pregnant? I mean,
they were already, it was already going through. It was done.
Okay.
So it's his fiance. They've been together for quite a while now. Here's why I'm not leaning in any way in that direction, at least right now, is because Why would you turn down the night? If he's gone, you're not going to get $19,000 a month.
Yeah, so, that's true.
So any rage that you may have and want somebody, oh, screw him, kill him. I don't think you're going to eliminate the person that's going to give you almost 20 grand a month.
Nope, you're right.
There doesn't seem to be any real reason. And plus, from what we know, it seemed that it wasn't, you know, evil. They weren't, you know, in this horrible, horrible mess. It was, as any divorce is never perfect and there's issues, but I don't feel the vibe here that it had anything to do with her. I could be wrong, but early on, that doesn't seem where it goes. Being kidnapped a year earlier, I'm very much assuming there's someone that he wronged. There's money that maybe needed to be paid to someone. Maybe he did not do it. I don't know. It's all speculation. It's all complete speculation. We need to know more facts before we can really go down any sort of road. But if I were to point in a direction of ex-wife, cryptocurrency business, he had mentioned, the brother had mentioned that they had upset someone in another country that was going to get revenge, but they blew it off because, yeah, he's in another country and he kind of disappeared. I'm going to go towards that direction because it seems a little suspicious.
That's a really good point. And you just alluded to that, that he, what his dad had said, that he had made some enemies and, quote, would imply there are people who don't like what I'm doing, but he didn't elaborate on it. Mm-hmm. So who are those people?
Yeah. And why didn't they like what he was doing? Where he is talking about a philanthropic venture aimed at making cryptocurrency accessible to the masses. Was that going to have an impact on someone else's cryptocurrency business or their coin or whatever was going on there? And it looked like it could make a dent. I don't know. There's a gazillion cryptocurrencies out there. Very few of them ever really turn into something very profitable. So it's very bizarre. We're going to keep following it here for you. And I'm going to start digging and doing more research on this as well, because I'm just as curious as everyone as to what is happening in this situation. It's very bizarre.
I want to know what the police know, because obviously they know more than we do.
Hopefully we learn more about that in the coming days, weeks. That family is left in the dark right now, and I'm sure they really would like some answers.
Murder in the Morning from the Hidden Killers Podcast.
Want to weigh in on any of the stories we're covering for you? The phone number is 888-554-5537. 888-5-KILLER. We'd love to hear your input on any of this stuff. We may use you on a future episode. For Stacy, I'm Tony. Stay with us.